Welcome to Positivitini.
Messages of hope, support, and inspiration.
In 10 minutes or less.
I'm Travis McElroy.
I'm Erica Ishii.
I'm Amy Dallin.
So I have one that I've been thinking about because someone asked me a question at a recent Q&A. And the question was about, like, how to start doing a new fashion-y thing. So for me, it's like, I started painting my nails, you know, and they're like, how do I start painting my nail? And there's so much to this question. And I also want to start off by acknowledging, like, because I think this is important, that for me, I do want to acknowledge that with, you know, painting my nails, coloring my hair, no matter what I wear, I have the option of, like, tomorrow taking the nail polish off, wearing a hat, and dressing more traditionally, whatever that means to you, and that not being in any way compromising to who I am,
right?
You know, or anything like that. So I will say that it is easier for me to make the decision of, like, I'm going to start painting my nails, mm-hmm. knowing that I can stop doing it whenever I want. But one of the things that I was really worried about, and I still worry about every time I try something new, is not that people won't like it, but that it's an affectation of some sort. Rather than a manifestation of myself, it's me pretending to be someone I'm not, which is really hard to get over. Like, I was worried when I started painting my nails that my friends would be like, you're not the type of person who paints your nails. And then I realized, now having done it for like the last like 4 or 5 years, that to become the type of person that paints your fingernails, you just have to start painting your fingernails.
Yeah.
And then boom.
I know, it does sound simple, but it's huge.
Right?
So I feel you hit the nail on the head. I feel very privileged in that I am in a career and looking the way that I do, and I'm sure race plays a part too, where I can wear a lot of times the things that I want and express myself through my fashion and my hairstyle and not be judged or lose work or have any very negative repercussions other than sometimes people look at me weird on the subway. So there is that. And, you know, giving this advice is also with the caveat that I understand this might not be something that you all can do, but I have been sort of been able to find my style and things that make me happy with how I look over the past couple of years.
I've been watching it and it's amazing.
Thank you. Yeah, Amy was there for the before times before I really cared about what I wore or figured out makeup that made me happy, and before I did the head shave live on Geek and Sundry, courtesy of Kells and Jaffe.
Which, this was a real thing, Travis. We live streamed Erica's undercut.
Ooh.
Yeah, I was so scared.
Yes.
And for that, and I don't know if this will resonate with people, but I for a while was pursuing a lot of on-camera acting and decided I had to go for certain roles and I had to appeal to a wider audience. And there were all sorts of advice that said, oh, don't do anything drastic with your hair. You'll get typecast. You won't be happy. You know, the people will judge you on the way you look. And it took a lot of support from my friends, definitely Sax Carr, Whitney Moore saying I looked like a hottie tater totty when I pinned my hair back in the way that I wanted it to look, and Talison shaving my head, for me to say, you know what, this is what I want, this is how I feel inside, and the thing that the way that I want to look, and I just went for it. And again, I understand this might not be for an option for a lot of people for work purposes or the area you live in purposes, but it is the most freeing thing to make a change and to express yourself with your fashion choices. Honestly, I said this is how I'm gonna be and this is how I'm gonna look, and it changes the way you feel about yourself.
Yeah. And I will say, I also, another part of privilege I want to acknowledge is I also have the privilege, and I mean, we all do, because we all have audiences and fans and support and stuff, is that it is, I have the privilege of, if I try something new and take a picture and post it on Instagram, I instantly get, you know, like, feedback,
validation.
Very positive feedback. Yeah, right? And so, like, that's the thing of, like, I bought some leggings, and I was like, I don't
those
know.
Look so
I don't know. I do
good,
that. Thank you. But, like, I didn't know if I could do, like, not, once again, not like, is it okay that I'm doing this? But, like, is this going to look good? Am I going to? And then, like, I got really positive feedback, and now, like, I love them very much, and I'm going to order some more. and so maybe the other side of this, too, is, like, if you have friends or loved ones or people that you know that, like, have tried something new, and, it, you know, be supportive. Like, it means the world. You never know when someone is nervous about the thing they're doing. You know what I mean? Like, you might see somebody and be like, oh, my, and you're in your head thinking, that's an amazing shirt, but they don't. They're not sure if it's an amazing shirt yet.
Oh, definitely.
And, like, you know, it might mean the world to a friend to say, like, hey, that's a great shirt. Like, I wore a shirt that, like, I bought at Disney World when I was there, and both of my brothers independently said, that's a great shirt. And, like, I was on cloud nine, like, all day, because, like, my brothers, because my brothers didn't have to say that it was nice, and they liked it. You know what I mean? And so, like, I support your friends' style choices.
I think that's so important, and it's interesting. We could do a million more on style, because I have felt a lot of very different ways about the concept of dressing up over the course of my life, and I'm sort of fascinated by that. But I have definitely arrived at a point where I see how much people get out of expressing themselves that way. And I see the artistry that my friends, that you, Erica, that Gina DeVivo, my buddy, who is just this amazing transforming genius. I appreciate that so much, and what it adds to sort of the world around us. And Erica, what you said about, like, Even if someone isn't sure they're ready to shave half the side of their head, they could try what you did and pin the side of their hair up, and you can do that, like, and go out to dinner or something like that and not wear it to work if you're not ready, or if the people at work are kind of mean, or, you know, like, because I relate very strongly to the fear of sort of your sense of, like, if I put these pins in my hair, am I trying to be cool in a way that I'm not, or does it look goofy? That is not a function of the pins that you're putting in their hair. It's a function of the things that you've internalized about what you are allowed to do. And so knowing that that is, like, on some level, some nonsense that you heard and believed, or if you're me, you heard and believed it for a long time. And that, like, you can try these things, and it's fine. It's okay to try cool stuff. It's okay. Like, I used to beat myself up about, like, putting on an extra necklace and being like, does this look like I'm trying too hard? Like, high school Amy was a mess. Amy was a mess for a long time. But, well, we're all a little messy. It really, it's funny now where it's like before I got to the point where, like, when I a few years ago, I chopped all my hair off, and I had heard, I can talk about this, because, like, for years it was sort of like, oh, don't you be really careful if you're going to do something like a pixie cut. Be really careful, because, you know, you're going to be stuck with it for a long time, and it doesn't look good on everyone. And people who legitimately had your best interests at heart will repeat advice about, like, really think that through, because it's a big decision. And it is, but I put off for a long time doing something that in the end was just cutting hair. And when eventually I got that haircut, and spent the next, like, 2 years with people being like, holy crap. Like, the person cutting my hair, she literally was like, why did you ever have long hair? Because it was like, and you know, now my hair's grown out again because I changed my mind and I got lazy and I stopped cutting my hair. But, like, I loved having that haircut, and it felt great, and it felt bizarre and crazy and brave. And for, like, it's weird that anything you can do to your hair should have to feel that brave. It's just hair. But, like, trust that maybe that does apply to you. If you think, oh, I could never do haircut X, that's just not necessarily true.
Yeah, I love that, and that story makes me so happy. But I'm still sort of riding the high of the love from Burning Man. And one of the principles there is radical self-expression. And one thing that I saw that I really, really loved was a lot of people who felt that this was a place where they could express themselves through their fashion choices. And that meant there was nudity, which was neat. And there was a lot of non-gender conforming fashion, which made me really happy. You saw it was on Tuesday. It was Tutu Tuesday. And a lot of guys wearing tutus, and I talked to some of them and they said yeah, like in my ordinary everyday life I don't feel free to wear what I really want, but here I can. And I have a friend who brought that message back with her from Burning Man and said, yeah, from now on I'm just gonna wear things that I want to wear and that make me feel good, and to heck with what society says about it. And I really like that. I like the idea of being able to wear who you are on the outside.
Yeah, and of course, as Travis acknowledged, it exists in this whole network of other pressures where if you fall into certain categories, people will give you more room to experiment than they will other folks. And at the same time, there's the intersecting categories that, like, is part of the reason it took me so long to kind of appreciate the value of people expressing themselves through fashion, is that I still believe accurately, figured out at some point that, you know, we all became aware, I think, as we moved through childhood and into a greater awareness about the world, that society has a bunch of dumb nonsense that it inflicts on everyone. And some of that is unequal burdens to look a certain way, which put time and money pressure on, for instance, women more than men. All that stuff is true, but it is true at the same time as this positive potential value in expressing yourself. And it's not an easy thing to navigate between those two, but, like, they're both going to stay true whether we acknowledge them or not.
Mm-hmm.
That felt positive. It didn't sound positive, but it makes me feel positive sometimes, I guess, to be like, look, that's all going to stay true, and we get to choose how we navigate it.
It's true, and you find the people that also hold those same core beliefs of not believing in the system when you externalize it. I don't know if that makes sense. So you can if you have a haircut that a lot of times people in society say is not kosher, but then you find the people that say, I really like that. And a lot of times you find that you have the same core values as those people.
This is true. I dyed my hair funky colors and started seeing that too. Again, something that I put off for like most of my life. Like, I wasn't a teen who put weird colors in my hair. I just loved everybody else's weird colors. It took me so long to get to the point where it's like, oh, it's literally just hair.
Thank you for joining us.
Tune in again every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday.
Until then, take care of yourselves.